You'll get up, brush yourself off, and start again, and you'll reach your goal. First of all, get a focus on what you want. Be one thing at a time, like I said, very specific. There are other tapes that I have that are designed for health, relaxation, happiness, or seeing a spirit guide. But now we will concentrate on a specific. Here, it's also better to put yourself in a very, now this is a very minimal relaxed state. This is almost like we call the state of daydreaming. Especially when we're doing the visualization technique. It doesn't have to be as deep. It's more in what we call the frontal lobe of the mind. The other tapes really attack, I shouldn't say attack, but attach or augment. Well, I guess you could say attack. The limbic brain, the old brain of the mind. The psychic brain of the mind. Visualization technique is really not difficult. The difficulty resides in the fact that people think most of the time that they should have a screen, like a television screen inside their mind. This is a fallacy. I mean, it's nice if you can think of this, or that you could promote this kind of thing, but you don't need it. It just takes a few moments to do this. It's much more complicated to explain it to you than it is to do it, but sit quietly in a relaxed, almost daydream state. It's even preferable if you can lie down here too. Even sitting in a relaxing chair is fine. When you get used to doing a visualization, it comes in your mind at any interval. It can come in when you're driving, and this doesn't mean you're going to be in a daydreaming state and go off the road, but it begins to slip in, and the more you can give that energy, the better you are. Begin again to breathe evenly and regularly, and feel a white, almost cloud-likeness around you. This again, of course, is always the white light of the Holy Spirit. Actually, now, this time, try to imagine in your mind a cloud of mist forming. And it begins to come up around you, all around you. Visualization really isn't hard when you realize that if we did not visualize or have imagery, we wouldn't ever be able to recognize who our mother was or where our house is. So actually, imagery is visualization, and visualization is imagery. You don't have to see it in 3D living color. If you can't see it all, say it. Let's say, for instance, you would like a new house. This is pretty specific. You want a house. Now, the good thing to do would be to get a picture of it, or to draw a picture of it. And even put words in it. If you can't be that, let's say, great an architectural designer, like certainly I'm not, you could write it into the boxes. I want a bay window. I want a window seat. I want two, sorry, whatever it may be. Sometimes it's very good for you to look for it maybe in a magazine, House and Garden, Architectural Digest. And when you find it, cut the picture out. You can modify it in your mind any way you want. Like I said, if you don't have a picture, then draw it, even if it's crude. The mind will respond to this. My guide, Francine, used to tell me years ago, she said, Sylvia, you have no idea the power that every single entity carries if they just knew how to turn it on. And of course, you know, you... As a child, you're looking for knobs. You want to know what you can turn on and what you can poke. But then I began to realize it's the power of your mind to create, to make things happen. Now, here going along with the, let's say, your chart. Be aware that the things you want usually are already written in your chart anyway. I mean, if you want to be on the stage, you're not necessarily going to end up being a nun. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just, it's what we call apples and oranges. So in other words, if you're going to end up on the stage, then you want to be a great actress or a great thespian. You want to really, really activate and make it even better by programming. any and all the faculties that you can begin to use send out their own vibrations. These vibrations, in turn, are pulled towards you. If, like I said, if you're not necessarily good at drafting or graphics, then just write it down. For instance, say, front room, large, parquet floor, or luxurious, carpets, windows, columns. The more specific you get in your own mind in this relaxed state, the better it will be, even to the point that you want the pool, or the courtyard, or the fountain. When I began to program because I want a fountain outside my bedroom window, I've begun to see a beautiful lion's head with water coming out of it, trickling down beautiful stones. I don't have it yet, but boy, I'm programming for it. And I know in my heart I'm going to get it. Because I've had so many things, and you don't want to program for every frivolous, silly thing, but you get to a point in life where you want something really bad. You say, well, isn't a fountain frivolous? No. Because you know why? Because it helps me meditate, it quiets me, it calms me. So I'm programming for that one. Nothing is impossible. Don't start into the negativity, oh, how can I afford it? I can't afford that now either, and I don't know how it's going to come about, but it will. How can I make that happen? Because it will. Years ago, I wanted to go to Africa so bad. I thought I'd never get to go. I kept programming. All of a sudden, these friends came up and said, we have a 2-for-1. Would you like to go? And I went. Nothing's impossible for programming. When you are in this relaxed state with this fine, beautiful, cloud-like, white, Holy Spirit mist coming around you, concentrate as hard as you can on the house that you want. Try to put all the negatives out of your mind, such as, I can't afford it, where will it come from, or it's impossible. Not in this life. Don't do that to yourself. Nothing is impossible. And this does not, like I say, intercept your chart. In other words, your house will be in your chart or you wouldn't want one. Let's say, hypothetically, that in your chart it says house. Instead of a little dinky whatever, cracker box, why not have a large house? Or whatever you want. A courtyard. A fountain. It could be big, small, comfortable, thatched roof cottage. It doesn't matter. Whatever's good for you. I'm using a house, but it can be for anything. You can even use your own house, your own body. To program for a more youthful feeling. You see, chronological age doesn't mean anything. I can program to stay young. I can will myself to stay young. I know that age is coming. I'm, 63 now. But I'm not going to act like it, whatever that means. I'm still going to keep in my mind that I'm young and vibrant and full of energy. The reverse programming is so damning. It creates so much damage. I can't afford the house. I am getting old. I am getting sick. I can never have a nice car. You see, we do so much reverse programming. We don't do success programming. I can be a CEO. I have all the abilities to be. I want to have my own company. But be specific enough. If you're going to have your own company, what would you have it in? See, we don't want to have just random wishes coming out here. It's something that you're capable of doing. Even though I'm using house, you can use this for job. You can use this for car, well-being. You can even use it to help program other people. Not controlling their lives, but program for what they want. It's very much what our Lord said. Two or more gathered together in my name. There's miracles, programmed miracles. After you get your house constructed, see yourself driving up in front of the house.